Senate Bill 164, an act to require damage disclosure statements for certain large boats.
Senate Bill 164 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Madam President. Excuse me. The members of the Senate, this bill entitled Damage Disclosure Statements for Large Boats is a request from boat dealers and is patterned after the automobile dealers damage disclosure bill. Now, this has been amended, and if you look at the engrossed copy, the amendments are in there. If you don't have the engrossed copy, then after every place that you find the words Anderson Bug Outboard Services Blue Book, you'll have to add also the National Automobile Dealers Association Marine Guide. The first thing I think I need to do, because we use the word large boat in this bill, I'll have to explain what it is. In 32-3A-3, it says that any boat over 12 feet of length or a motorboat used or capable of being used as a means of transportation on water, except canoes, inflatable boats, kayaks, sailboats, or sailboards and seaplanes, are considered as any or large boats. Let's quickly review what's in the bill. Section 1 says that if you have 25% damage on your boat, you need a damage disclosure statement if you're going to sell it or trade it. Section 2 identifies the kind of damage, in other words, hail, wind, so forth. Section 3 says that the Department of Transportation shall retain each damage disclosure statement and have a history on the particular boat. Section 4, the department shall promulgate the rules, including notice that damage of 25% or more requires a disclosure form. Section 5 defines what constitutes damage. Section 6 requires a notice of damage. Section 7 tells what the title must disclose. Number 8 says that if you got $5, the department will provide you with certified abstract of the title history, which includes a damage disclosure statement. Now, as I said before, this was a request from a number of boat dealers. This is a consumer protective bill and not a dealer bill. For instance, I have an actual case that happened out at my lake. My neighbor, his wife, and two boys were out riding one night in a boat, and for some reason or other neglected to look where they're going. And at wide open speed, they hit the embankment surrounding U.S. Highway Old 12. They went up the side of that and wound up over the top of the railing on the highway. The boat was paid off by the insurance company because it was a total loss. That was about 10 years ago. About a year ago, a dealer in Aberdeen was asked by a consumer that had bought a boat from his place. He says, how come this fiberglass is peeling off of this boat? And he said, I don't know. He says, has it had damage? He says, I don't know. After investigation, they found out that it was a boat that was totally demolished and paid off by the insurance company, and no one knew about it. This consumer bought a boat which had been damaged and internally was a mess, but you couldn't see it from the outside. It was done unintentionally, and it was done because there was no damage disclosure statement. I ask your favorable vote on this particular bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator McCracken.
I have a question to the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Dietrich, when you were describing a large boat, and I think you talked something about it was over 12 foot long, I think that's what you said. I think last year on this floor there was an additional definition of a large boat. Do you remember what that was? It was anything that I could get into that wouldn't sink.
Senator Dietrich, do you choose to respond?
I think the definition was perfect.
Madam President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I've served in this legislature for 6 years, and I believe every year there's been a damage disclosure bill brought before the body concerning vehicles. Because we've had a damage disclosure law in place for about 8 or 9 years, and it isn't doing the job, so we keep tinkering with it and tinkering with it and expanding it and expanding it. Now, if you're going to buy yourself a 30-foot boat, you can get a person that will come and he checks it, the whole boat out, and he's got electronic instruments, and he can tell you if it's been damaged, he can tell you if there's bubbles in the fiberglass. And he can do that for $150. Now, the consumer has some responsibility when he's going to buy something. You remember years ago when you went to buy a used car, you'd take it to your mechanic, and you'd have him check it over. But then the damage disclosure law passed, and now all of a sudden people don't do that because they think they're protected by the law. I submit that if we pass this, instead of having a damage disclosure law being presented to us every year on vehicles, now we'll have two, one on vehicles and one on votes. If you want more government interference, vote for the bill. But if you want the consumer to be responsible and accept some responsibility when he goes out and buys, then vote no. Thank you.
Madam President.
Further remarks, Senator Bitter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Senator, we had a good hearing in Senate Transportation on this. And I think maybe just the opposite may take place with Senator Apers talking about. I think you go out and you buy a 16 to 18 foot boat. You don't consider that a large boat, but you're not buying a yacht either. So you may not want to spend $150 to have it inspected. What you're going to do is that you're going to buy it, you're going to look at it, say this looks like a good boat, and you're going to buy it. I think the damage disclosure needs to be in there, even if it's only the fact to aware the public, to bring more awareness to, hey, have your boat checked on something a little bit larger, or take a little more precaution when you buy. I think this is a good bill. I urge you to pass the bill, please.
Further remarks. Senator Dietrich.
I had a question for the sponsor, please.
State your question.
Senator Dietrich, would you be able to tell me whether the motor and the drive train with that boat would be part of that disclosure?
Senator Dietrich.
It wasn't the intent. It was not the intent of this bill to include the motor unless it is part of the damaged equipment.
Senator Dietrich, you have the floor.
Does it state that in the bill? I don't see that in the bill anywhere dealing, so I'm going to assume that if it's not excluded in the bill, that it is also included in the bill then. Would that be correct?
Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Madam President. I assume that that's correct, because if you have damage on the boat and on the motor, it would have to be included as part of the total price.
Senator Dietrich, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. One of the concerns I had with this bill, I was one of the members of the committee that voted against this bill as it came out, is that there is, as I understand in the bill, there is no limit as far as a minimum amount of damage. You literally could buy a boat for $1,000 or something that has a value within the book at $1,000. If it has $250 in damage, you will have to have a damage disclosure. If you went over a rock, clipped off your outboard motor on that particular accident, you replace that, which you can replace it as good as new, all of a sudden you have a damaged title. I'm not sure if that's what we want to do. If you look at what we have in our automobiles, we do have a minimum. It's $3,000. You will see a bill tomorrow that raises that to 75% as when that title becomes a damaged title. I think this bill treats boats in a much different direction than that. And I think we're going to could include a number of boats that don't want to have or shouldn't have a damaged title. And I would ask this body to vote against this, and hopefully at some point we can bring back a bill that, if we want to have damaged disclosed boats, is one that really sides with both consumers. That is, the one that's selling the boat as well as the consumer that's buying the boat. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing Senator Hutmacher.
I have to get up and I guess agree with Senator Dietrich. One of the most, with Senator Larry, excuse me. I forget we have two in here sometimes. One of the most expensive things that you ever put on a boat is an outboard motor. And most times when you buy a boat, that's the most expensive part of it is the motor. And are we going to disclose damage because it's been taken apart or it was frozen, had a crack in it? I don't think that's the intent of this bill, but it really could be read into that as a portion of damage, as damage disclosure. I would hope that we don't pass this bill out. I think it's going to do nothing but cause heartache and grief in the marine industry. There's an old saying about the two happiest days in a boat owner's life. The first one's when he gets his boat, and the second one when he sells it. And I think this is the same thing for this bill.
Further remarks. Hearing none, Senator Dietrich.
Madam President, well, it's nice to be funny once in a while. But this is a consumer bill. This is designed to protect the person that comes in, has complete faith and trust in his dealer, buys a boat, and when he gets home, he finds that it is exactly what the dealer said. If he has a damage disclosure form, he knows when he buys that boat that it's been damaged, and he can check the boat then to see what kind of damage there has been on that boat. He doesn't have to guess, and he can put his faith and trust in his dealer. These dealers that asked me to do this felt very strongly about protecting their customers, because boats and motors can be purchased 300-400 miles from here. They go to Minneapolis for $50 and buy a boat down there, and if there's no disclosure on it, they have a problem. But we don't want that to happen in, say, the South Dakota. We want the dealers to be honest, and this is one way of keeping them that way. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Vitter.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I would think that if Senator Dietrich bought my boat and it had a motor on it, I think he'd want to know if it was under the water, if that motor had went under the water or not. I'd say, no, that's okay, it's all right. He wants to know if it's under the water. So I think we just have a good bill here.
Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam President. When this bill first came, I have a friend that's in the auto repair business and sells new boats. I called him and asked him what he thought about a boat disclosure. And he said, well, it's been pretty well mixed up in the cars that we have to repair. I hope you don't get us mixed up with it in the boats. I also have a nephew in the boat business in Sioux Falls. I called him and asked him about it. And what he said, I can't repeat here, but it wasn't very good.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 164. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
Yeah.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Craddock?
No.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuick?
No.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
No.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleven?
No.
Ketzel?
No.
Kasken?
No.
Madden? McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
No.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
No.
I'm sorry, Senator. Simmons?
No.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
No.
Whiting? Senator Bogue?
Aye.
Senator Dugard? Senator Dugard. Madam President, ayes 10, nays 24, excused 1.
Senate Bill 164 has failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect and is declared lost.